For those of you who follow Scott Lowe, me, on the Twitter, you might have noticed my tweet this morning and been a bit confused, my reference to Uncle Max. Well, let me go back to the beginning. It must have been 1983, 84. Reagan was president. The Cold War was still very much on. A cousin of mine, a nephew of Max's, was studying at Brigham Young University in the state of Utah. And he had come back for the holidays, and he announced that his major was going to be Asian studies with a focus on Chinese language and history. Uncle Max had been drinking a lot of spiced rum, as our family tended to celebrate that way. Tom and Jerry's, eggnog, spiced rum, you know. Well, Uncle Max said the strangest thing. He said, they used to say that the optimist studies Russian and the pessimist studies Chinese. Now, I'm thinking of Uncle Max now for a couple of reasons. One is, last night, I left the headphones on my ears and was listening to the BBC World Service, and you get the news kind of looped hour by hour. Every half hour, they give the headlines. They talked about a deal that had been inked. Chinese president or premier, I don't know which exactly, his name is Hu, H-U, had been in the capital of Turkmenistan for the opening of a pipeline, a natural gas pipeline. Apparently this pipeline will be shipping natural gas from three of the Central Asian countries, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan, into China. This story has tremendously staggering geopolitical and economic strategic implications. I didn't realize this until just recently, but China actually shares a border with another of the stans, that being Afghanistan. And I heard from one of my well-placed sources that China is very much concerned about what's happening in Afghanistan. And at some point, after America's hand is played out, China might make its play. But anyway, that's all part of the slew of thoughts that were slurring around in my head in the pre-dawn hours this morning, listening to the World Service. And it reminded me of Uncle Max. And then just yesterday, I'm kind of going backwards in time, I had come here to the big hotel. I'm actually looking at it again right now. Helicopters are flying overhead. I had my recorder I wanted to record, and the place was crawling with security. Well-dressed guys in suits, as well as police officers, all with the black earpieces in and hardware under their sports coats for those in suits. Security crap all over the place. And they stopped me from recording. Well, anyhow, the reason why the thing was happening yesterday is because another Chinese big shot was at this hotel. And it looks like he's here again. So that's why I'm thinking of Uncle Max and thinking of the old interval signal from Radio Beijing. The east is red. And we'll talk to you later. So long.